there, and welcome to day 15 in the series. Now, yesterday we finished addressing habit number 2, be careful not crushing, by looking at how to reconnect and re-establish the warmth in a relationship after the battle. Over the next 7 days, we're going to be looking at habit number 3, ask, don't assume. This is about recognizing the deeply held values and beliefs that we each hold and learning how to have courageous conversations when we find our values and our beliefs in opposition. Now, have you ever done or said something that you thought was fairly trivial and got a very deep, visceral, angry response from your partner? Or have you ever surprised yourself by how intensely and negatively you've responded to something? Those are big clues, my friend, that a core value has been trampled on. Something that is held dear has been very disrespected. Now, sometimes we don't even know what those core values and beliefs are until they get challenged. Seldom do we take time to think about what is truly important to us and is driving our decisions, our choices, and our behaviors. And even when we do know, sometimes it's hard to articulate it without feeling vulnerable and exposed. There's a sacred space, if you will, between couples in a romantic relationship. A space that in an ideal world is uncluttered and free, where partners are each able to stand naked and bare their body, soul, and spirit. Yet this space is so easily cluttered with misunderstanding, with unaired resentment, with anger, or with hurt, because we don't have the skills to talk about deeply held issues. That is why learning about core values and learning how to have a courageous conversation about the needs and values driving certain behaviors, both yours and your partner's, mind you, they're vital skills to develop. These are the building blocks for a foundation of mutual trust and respect in any relationship and the key to keeping the relationship tender. So here's something to think about. What is one courageous conversation that you probably should have had with your partner a long while ago? Now, don't just jump in and confront them with it. Over the next 7 days, we're going to be giving you some additional pointers on how best to go about it. But meanwhile, think about it. What is one courageous conversation that you probably should have had with your partner a while ago? Tomorrow we're going to be looking at some of these core values that drive our behavior, so stay tuned.